Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to Galatians chapter 4 and we'll read verse 19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. It's St. Paul writing to the Galatians, the Apostle Paul, saying to them that he is travailing again like a woman with birth pain, desiring that Christ will be formed in them. Who is Christ? The Word of God. He's saying that he's traveling in birth again. He's speaking to them again, consigning the Word of God until he is formed in them. That he wants the scriptures to be formed in them. That is the purpose of the preaching he's preaching to them. Until they come to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, until the full stature of Christ arise in their hearts. The title of our message is The Scriptures in You. Paul is saying that he's traveling again until the scriptures be formed in you. We have the scriptures. And therefore, the scriptures, God is speaking to us through the scriptures, saying that his desires for us is to form the scriptures in us. That the Almighty God, the great God, wants to make a covenant with us. And that covenant is to give us the spirit of the scriptures, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That it is this word of God that is the resurrection and the life. He is the Son of God. That until the Son of God be formed in us. He said in the scriptures, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16 of it, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. This is the promise he made in the old time, that there will be a new covenant, and that this new covenant would be that he will put his word in our hearts, he will write his word in our minds. Everyone will know him. They will know who is the Lord. See, it's not like the Old Testament. No, this is a New Testament. The Testament of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. And that this testament will be in our hearts. In our mind. This is spiritual. In the old time, the scriptures were written in the stone tablets. In this new time, the scriptures will be in our heart. The same scriptures, not another. See what 2 Corinthians record for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 3 of it. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So he says, that the testament is spiritual, not of letters, but of spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the Bible that is to be written in our hearts, not with ink, but by the Holy Spirit, that he will write his word in our hearts. That is the scripture in you as invisible script, not as graven stone tablets, no, but engraved, engrafted in our hearts, given by the Spirit. As he said, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit, that the Spirit would do the job. And that's why he's calling us to himself. In this New Testament, God wants to make covenant with us. And that covenant, he says, is that Christ will be in us. The Spirit of Christ will be in us. That the scriptures will be in you. Who is he? The Word. That's why it says in Romans chapter 8, from verse 9 of it, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He says if we don't have the Spirit of the Scriptures in us, we don't belong to him. We must receive his Spirit. That to be carnally minded, that is to be fleshly minded, to be mindful of the perishable flesh is death. But to be spiritually or scripturally minded is life. We must receive his Spirit. And he said, if anyone don't have the Spirit of Christ, who is Christ? The Word of God. He said, doesn't belong to him. In verse 11 of the Romans 8, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Says the Spirit that raised Christ Jesus, the man Jesus Christ, from the dead. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Scriptures that was in him. The Spirit of the Holy Bible. That God was in Christ. By what means? By his Spirit. The Spirit of the Word. That's why he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me. The Spirit of the Word came upon him as a man. And he went about preaching. And so he's saying to us that if we receive the same Spirit as the Father promised, that he will pour his Spirit upon our flesh. And then your sons and daughters shall prophesy, shall testify of him. That the testimony of Jesus is the Spirit of prophecy. God's plan and purpose is to take the one Spirit of the Holy Bible and put it upon us. That is the promise of the Father. Then he said, that Spirit dwells in us. That Spirit is the Spirit of God himself. Then he said, will give us life in our mortal bodies. That means we'll have the life of God in us. What life? The life of the Word. Jesus says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirits, they are life. That is life in the Scriptures. And that is not ordinary letterings. To remain in the letters, it does not profit us. It is when the Spirit of the letters enters, the Spirit of the Scripture enters, then we have him. We have covenant with him. Look at Romans chapter 8 in verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Who is God? The Word. That as many as are led by his Spirit, how can he lead us when it's not inside us? You may have many people driving on the streets in a particular country. All of those drivers are being ruled and controlled by the same driving codes and rules. They have received training and get certified and given a driver's license, so they are all controlled by one driving system. He's saying that as many as are led by the Spirit of the Bible are the sons of God. God does not lead in any other way except by his Spirit in us. That when the Spirit of God enters a man, who is God? This Holy Bible, the Word himself, Then when his spirit enters us, then he will begin to lead us. He'll begin to move us. That's why the Apostle Paul says in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, that in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. How is this possible? When we have his spirit. He walk in us, we walk in him. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, through what means? With ink? No, by his spirit. In our heart, we now have the spirit of the Bible. We now have the understanding of his word. We have his life. And in verse 17 of this Romans 8, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. That is the plan of God, that we are to inherit Christ through the Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Bible. As we have received our natural languages, the words in our mother tongue, they are in us. That's why we can express ourselves in our mother tongues. He's saying that he is the Word of God, Jesus Christ, that his word is to be planted in our hearts. What word? The scriptures. That scriptures in you is the hope of glory. That when we receive him, then we will be glorified together. Who is to be glorified? The word. Who is the resurrection? The word. Who is the life? The word of God. And that it is the word of God. That's why God demonstrated it to us. That he raised him from the dead. He glorified his son. That the word of God cannot see corruption. And he says that if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will give you life. Therefore Jesus says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. That the Bible is the flesh and blood of the New Testament. And that this flesh and blood, Jesus is talking of his word, that we should eat him. It must enter us. There is no other way to come to God except by Jesus Christ, except by receiving his word. How do we receive our languages? We continue in the word. We attended to the word. Eventually, the spirit entered us, he told Nicodemus. Don't say how you will be born again. It's not for you to start logicking or thinking how will it happen. All he said is that we should become disciples of the Bible. We should become students of the Bible. And as students, we continue in the scriptures. That in a short while, the Spirit will enter us. The Spirit of this Holy Bible will enter us. And then we'll be able to understand his sayings. That it is this Bible that is preaching to us. That it will be Christ in you. Not flesh anymore. We don't walk in the flesh. Now we walk in him. And then he walk in us. See what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. It says we are the temple of God. That means we are the house of God, that we are built to house God. Who is God? The Word. That we are the house of God through Christ, through the scriptures. Christ is the Word of God. We are his house on earth. And that we should come out from idolatry, that the temple of God has no dealing with idols. What idols in the heart? It doesn't want us to be mindful of something else. That we should know God. And that when God enter our heart, when the scriptures is in us, then we become sons and daughters of God. He will walk in us, then we walk in him. We walk in the Bible walk in us. Then we will know what God is saying. We have built a house of God through the Spirit. Through his Spirit in us. That the Spirit is knocking. He says, Jesus says, I stand at the door knocking. If anyone opens to me, I will come in. And then I will sup with him, he will sup with me. who is knocking this word of God. The 40 years in the wilderness, he was knocking at the door of the hearts of the Israelites. They did not open to him. They did not let him in. He says they grieved him. They hardened their hearts because of unbelief. They did not believe that the scriptures that he gave to Moses was the Christ. Though it was preached to them, they didn't receive him. And so he said, after such a long time in David, he said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. That we are the house of the scriptures. We are the house of this holy Bible. That we are his hands, his mouth, his leg on this earth. That when he enter us, then we become his testifier. We become his witnesses on earth. That it is through us that God will be made known on earth. Who? This holy Bible. And therefore, we should open our heart unto him. How do we open to him? We open to the word. We open to the truth of this word, that this word of God is the Son of God. That he is knocking at the door of our heart. If we receive him, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. What sort of power? You now become a child of God. Born again, not of the diable. You are born by the everlasting Father. So you become an everlasting child of the everlasting parents. Who is your parent? The Word. The Son of God gives birth as well, he told Nicodemus. That as we are born naturally, we are to be born by the Scriptures. The Scriptures want to reproduce himself in us. And then that Scripture in you is the hope of glory. Is the hope of resurrection. Is the hope of eternal life. That there is no other way we can become children of God except by Jesus Christ. And then he says, come out from among them. Come out from religion. Come out from hypocrisy. Come out from dead works and turn to the Scriptures. That it is the Scriptures we are to receive. That we are to attend to the Word of God. And then if we do so, then we will not be foolish. We become wise. The Word will enter us. When he enters us, then we now become vessel filled with the oil of God. We are filled with the life of God through his Spirit. And so he's saying to us that he had come for this purpose so that we become his house, everlasting house. As God cannot die, he said you cannot be removed. Because you have not become his house. You have not become his temple. In the inner man, he enters into the heart of a man. He's formed in us. That Christ is a formation. As he was formed in Mary's womb this time, he said the scripture is to be formed in the heart of a human being. No longer in the womb of a woman, but this is a spiritual formation. Done by the Spirit. That our heart will be circumcised through the Spirit of the Scriptures. Then we will know him. As he did when he opened the eyes of the disciples, they now understood the Scriptures, that it is the Scripture we are to receive. That is the Scriptures we are to attend to. There is not any other God. That the Word is God. And then when he comes into our heart, he says, I will walk in you, you walk with me. I will sup with you, you sup with me. You are free indeed. You are free from the devil. The enemy has no control anymore in you. Don't you see how your life will be? The great and almighty God, the terrible God. He said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. This word coming to dwell in you. Don't you see your life will be wonderful? He, your Father, knows what you have need of. He will supply it because he is in you. He is not your Father. You become his sons and daughters. Sayeth the Lord, that this is his plan, that the scripture is to be in us. God wants to enter us through the scriptures. That when he now has entered us through the scriptures, we are saved. Nothing can remove you forever again. You are planted because God has planted himself inside you. You become a branch of Christ, a branch of the word of God. You are not his branches. He is the vine. Say, we are the branches. And so this is the plan of God for us. That's why he's calling us. He said, my son, come to me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Don't go the way of the flesh. Don't go the way of men. Don't go the way of the devil. Come the way of God. Who is that way? Jesus, the word of God. That the way to God is the Bible. the Bible way, that this is the only way to come to the Father. For the Father dwelleth in him. It dwells in these scriptures that God exists and operates through his word. And that word he gave to us in writing, and that's what we are reading in the Holy Bible, that this truth has come to us. This truth is here for us and is given to us freely, as the scripture says. Turn with me to John chapter 16, reading from verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Are you hearing? He said, all things that the Father has are mine. Who is talking? The Word of God. That everything God has is in this Bible. And therefore, he says, when his Spirit comes, he will be taken out of these scriptures and be showing it to us. He'll be revealing the scriptures to us. We are looking at it. We are reading it. He said, we don't understand it. We cannot understand it. That when the Spirit of the Bible comes, that's whom we need. We need the Spirit of this Bible. When he comes, then he will take these same scriptures and begin to expound it to us. He'll begin to reveal to us the mystery of Christ. He will start showing to us all that the Father has laid for us in Christ. That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That this Bible is not natural writing. It's written by the invisible God himself. And he said, we need his Spirit. That Spirit is Christ in you. And that when Christ is in us, then we'll be reading the scriptures in Christ. That's why it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. That if we don't have his Spirit, we are none of him. If we have any spirit of flesh and blood, then we are carnally minded. We don't know what he's saying. So it means we need to come in. For he says, outside are dogs. That we must enter first. How? Through him. Through what? Through the Spirit. That by one Spirit are we all brought into this one body. We are baptized into Christ. Then when we are baptized into this body of this book, then the Spirit will be teaching us, say here the scriptures. You don't need any man to teach you. The very anointing which you have received teacheth you all things. Like the Lord did in those days, in the old time, in the wilderness. He took one Spirit in Moses, which was the Spirit of the Bible, upon his 70 elders. And then they were testifying exactly as Moses, and they were the same. They had the same understanding. God's plan is to take the one Spirit of this Bible and give it to us, every one of us. Only then can we testify of him. Only then can we prophesy of him. Only then can we belong to God. We are then born again by that Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Scriptures. How can we receive this Spirit? He said, if you continue in me, in my word, that is the only way. We continue in this word of God. He says, if you do so, then you are a student of the Bible. For he is the truth. He becomes your teacher. He will teach you the truth, and the truth will make you free. You will find out that he is that Son of God. Who? The word of God. That he is that is to come. That he says, he will show you things to come. That he is the one that is to come. That it is this scripture that is coming. It is this scripture that is going to happen. What he says is what is coming to happen. Like in the days of Noah, he said to Noah to tell them that the end of all the world is coming. That is what is coming, what he says. That it is what the scripture says that is going to happen. And therefore, God doesn't want us to be in the dark. He doesn't want us to be taken on unawares. He wants us to be in the knowledge of him. Then we are controlled by him. Then we are no longer in the dark. We don't become the children of the day. Who? Of the light. He says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me will not walk in darkness. He shall have the light of life. You will be in the knowledge. Noah was in the knowledge. It is the people that didn't believe the word that were in darkness until the flood came upon them. But Noah entered the ark with his family because he was in the knowledge of him. And that's what God is saying to us, that we should be in the knowledge of him. Knowledge of who? Of the scriptures. That we are to know him. That is the freedom. This is eternal life. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. That this word of God is given to us freely to enter us. Receive him. Open your heart to the word of God that abideth forever. And then you shall abide forever. You shall live forever. For he is that one that is going to raise everyone from the dead. It says if it's in you, you'll be raised to life. You'll be raised to eternal life. That if it's not in you, he said that person also will be raised. They will be raised but to eternal damnation, utter darkness. Where there's gnashing of teeth, the scripture tells us. And the scripture cannot lie. He says that we should receive him. Receive the word. We should receive the truth so that what he says that will happen to us will happen to us. That anyone that eats him and drink him, Jesus says, I will raise him up at the last day through my spirit that is in you. That it is the spirit that God is talking of. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.